But first this hour, it's back to work this afternoon for state lawmakers, a week after some, at times, heated debate about guns and school safety. With me for our weekly look at the coming days at the state capitol is Ben Giles of the Arizona Capital Times. And Ben, given where we are in the session, does it seem like there are going to be any bills dealing with gun control or school safety type measures this year?
If anybody's talking about it, it's quietly, and that idea is kind of in its infancy at this point, partly because of where we're at in the session. It's past due as far as introducing new bills. Democrats have all week, last week, reminded Republicans that they sponsored bills that would address gun violence with gun control measures, but those bills are effectively dead where they are because they don't receive hearings. And other than being introduced, there's typically no acknowledgement of them. So there is some, and again, mostly Democrats, who are pushing for some sort of action, but I don't see that as a realistic possibility at this point, given the contentious nature of any sort of debate about guns and given where we're at.
Has there been any discussion about maybe additional funding for school resource officers or anything, maybe safety issues, taking guns away from it, but trying to do something at schools to try to make them a little more safe?
Yeah, from what I've heard, the extent of conversations about increased safety measures at schools have only come in response to Democratic pleas for consideration of gun control laws. It's only come as a response. In the Senate last week, it almost reached a point where I think Republicans were kind of fed up with the daily diatribe about gun violence that Democrats were doing. And that was purposeful. That was their tactic to draw attention to it. In the House last week, you saw a motion to actually consider a gun control bill. No action was taken in the Senate.
But dealing with bump stocks.
Dealing with bump stocks, yes. But the Senate's alternative was, if we're not going to make a motion to try and do something, we're at least going to continue to talk about this every day and make you listen to us talk about it.
One of the bills that the House will be taking up at some point, if not this week, then at some point, probably in the not-too-distant future, deals with the testing of marijuana that is sold, medical marijuana that is sold. This is a bill that passed out of the Senate last week. These bills tend to be pretty difficult to gather enough support for. How did Senator Borelli do it?
Well, and we saw just how difficult it is in the House, where there were a number of measures that similarly tried to address things like packaging of marijuana, particularly edibles. And those bills failed, sometimes spectacularly, whereas Borelli managed to get 27 out of 30 lawmakers at the Senate to vote for it. And that was necessary. He needed a three-fourths majority of the 30 members of that chamber to approve it, because the Medical Marijuana Act in Arizona wasn't approved by lawmakers. It was approved by voters. And those types of laws come with protections from a legislature that historically has shown a penchant for tinkering with those in ways that don't further the purpose of the law as voters approved it.
Ben, another bill that the Senate still has to work on, it hasn't yet gone to the House, is one that we've talked about in the past, which is Senate President Yarbrough's proposal to alter the Independent Redistricting Commission, the panel that basically draws legislative and congressional district maps. He had been getting some pushback from Democrats on this, and it seems as though he's looking to maybe make some changes to his original proposal.
Yeah, Senate President Yarbrough agreed to a couple of things that were criticized about the original bill. For one, the Independent Redistricting Commission is made of five people right now, an odd number, so you don't have tie votes. Yarbrough wanted to increase it to eight, which obviously invites gridlock. He's agreed to an amendment that would up it to nine. He's also agreed to maintain the involvement of something called the Commission on Appellate Court Appointments, which is basically a fancy word for vetting of candidates, commissioners who could potentially serve on the IRC. They will still have a role to play in helping to pick who would be the chair of that commission, an independent who would be the chair. The bill still would involve more heavily legislative Republicans and Democrats in choosing partisan members of that commission, which has some folks down there concerned. But this is Yarbrough bending, if not breaking, on an idea that he hopes will reshape the commission before come 2020-21, they must start working on redrawing Arizona's congressional and legislative district boundaries.
Does it seem like those changes have alleviated the concerns of any of the Democrats who were opposed to it before?
I think that they're encouraged by them, but the progressive groups that initially criticized the bill that I talked to this past week were hesitant to say anything because they don't see the language yet. They have not seen specifically what Yarbrough's proposed. They've only seen what, frankly, I've reported based on what he's told me. And I think there's a lot of, we'll wait until we see attitude about these things, because Yarbrough has been pitching this bill and other ideas this session as bipartisan, yet Democrats don't actually see it until he shows it to them and says, see how bipartisan this is. That hasn't gone over very well so far. So I think most folks are going to take a wait and see approach.
All right. That's Ben Giles of the Arizona Capital Times. Ben, thanks as always. Appreciate it.
Thank you.